now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
It's the Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper. I was at a shop this week and the guy told me that I was impatient. And I thought to myself, he's probably right. I mean, I'm so impatient, I've already got the iPhone 8. On the show this week, we talked to the creator of the Sunday Combo, a fellow by the name of Vass. We've got an interesting website from a listener by the name of Christina to check out. Plus, there's the death of Ernest Borgnine and some developments on the Natalie Wood case. Let's kick it off with Ricky Derrick tonight and Melt With You.
All my breath, making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face, never really knowing it was always a mission place. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen a difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing new and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you.
Dream!
Life's a kind which never hates, wrapped in a state of imaginary grace. I made a pilgrimage to save this human race, never comprehending a race that long gone by. I said I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen a difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt. Future's open wide. The future's open wide. The future's open
and it's getting better all the time.
iPhone 2. I stopped the world and met with you.
Cocktail Nation. Thanks to UltraSwank.net.
Cocktail Nation with Mr. Ho's Orchestrotica and Street Scene. On the show this week, talking to Vass from the Sunday Combo, the man who's behind it all. Now, the Combo just released its first album, Music for Lounge Chairs, and I'll tell you what, it is just fabulous. The music is a combination of easy listening, cocktail lounge, bossa nova, and a little bit of jazz with a source of spacey electronics, inspired by the music of Herb Albert, Burt Bacharach, and John Barry, just to name a few. Vass joins me on the show tonight. Hi.
Hello.
Tell us a little bit about your group, because I suppose your group is somewhat different to other groups that we've spoken to that have the full complement of musicians. Sunday Combo is a little bit more electronic, a little bit more studio made, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It started actually as a hobby project, just by myself and my wife did some vocals on it, but it's basically just me and it's actually basically built by my computer.
And located in Amsterdam. Tell us a little bit about your musical background yourself. I'm sure it's not all computers that you're good at.
Yeah, that's my profession actually. My background is I'm a web designer, and the music project is more like a hobby. I started listening to more library music from the 60s and some film scores that I really liked, like music from Les Baxter and Danny Martin, John Barry. And then I got more interested in that music. And then I started to listen to some old synthesizer music, like the old Moog albums and music like Gerson Kingsley. And I started to experiment a little bit with that. And then something like the Sunday Combo started.
The Sunday Combo is, I suppose, I've heard some electronica lounge before, and I've never been a big fan of it because it sounded so electronic. Yours doesn't sound electronic. To me, it sounds a lot like a lot of film music. It sounds like some background music that might have been perhaps churned out by the Muzak company. There's a little bit more of an earthy feel than some things I've heard.
Yeah, I think that's basically because of the there are lots of vibes in it. They sound very natural, and I think the whole music is more natural because it's the electronic part is just very small, and there aren't any melodies with synthesizers. So I think that's why it sounds more natural. And the synthesizers are basically used to get a sort of space age vibe.
Now, you've only done one album thus far. Have you got some plans for some more albums coming our way?
Maybe early next year. We'll do some videos this year to do a little bit of promotion. And I think I'll start working on a new album later this year and hope to release it, think, about next year.
As an electronic musician, where do you get your inspiration from to get the various themes and arrangements? How does that come to you?
I always just start playing on a keyboard, and then something started, and then I play a little bit with arrangements. Basically just by playing, making some new sounds, and then that inspires the new music.
Wonderful to talk to you. Looking forward to the next album when it comes out, and certainly the website to go to if you'd like to check out some of the videos that you're putting together, which are quite excellent, that are going together with the music.
Thank you.
What's the website?
The website is sundaycombo.com.
Good to talk to you, Bas. Thank you.
Good show. Okay, bye.
Here's the Sunday Combo and Womp on the Cocktail Nation.
Tony Marsico from the Martini Kings, and you are listening to Cocktail Nation.
Do check out their brand new album, Palm Springs Serenade. It's out on vinyl. We spoke to Tony last week about it, so you can listen to last week's show to find out more about this album. It's released by Dionysus Records. It is out right now, and the LP features some fabulous cover art by Shag and a little blurb by me on the back of the album as well. The band are going to be playing their record release party and the closing for Brad Tiki Shark Parker's art show at La Luce de Jesus Gallery on July 29. Pencil that one into your diary, because that is a swank event you've just got to be at. Now this week, the death of Ernest Borgnine, the beefy screen star known for blustery, often villainous roles, but he won the Best Actor Oscar for playing against type as a lovesick butcher in Marty in 1955. He died at the age of 95. He endeared himself to a generation of baby boomers with the 1960s TV comedy McHale's Navy.
My men happen to be members of the United States Navy.
Well, if that's true, it's the best news the Japanese Navy ever had.
Borgnine first attracted notice in the early 1950s in villain roles, notably as the vicious Fatso Judson who beat Frank Sinatra to death in From Here to Eternity. Then came Marty, a low-budget film based on a TV play that starred Rod Steiger. Played a 34-year-old who fears that he's so unattractive he'll never find romance. And then at a dance he meets a girl with the same fear. He once said, "The Oscar made me a star and I'm grateful, but I feel that had I not won the Oscar, I wouldn't have got into the messes that I did in my personal life." And those messes included 4 failed marriages, including one in 1964 to Ethel Merman, which lasted less than 6 weeks. He was certainly a one-in-a-million actor, one that was extremely humble.
"You are to be the winner of the Screen Actors Guild Award." And I said, "But am I worth it?"
The late, great Ernest Borgnine, dead at the age of 95. Here's Frank Sinatra, the fellow that he beat up in From Here to Eternity, and more on the Coctonation.
More than the greatest love the world has known, this is the love I give to you alone. More than the simple words I try to say, I only live to love you more each day. More than you'll ever know, my arms long to hold you so. My life will be in your keeping, waking, sleeping, laughing, weeping. Longer than always is a long, long time. But far beyond forever, you're gonna be mine. I know I never lived before, and my heart is very sure, no one else could love you more. We'll be in your keeping, waking, sleeping, laughing, and weeping. Longer than always is a long, long time. But far beyond forever, you'll be mine. I know I never lived before, and my heart is very sure, no one else could love you more. No one else could love you more.
Across North America, this is the Cocktail Nation.
Glow, all the lips painted red, get all set to go into your big love scene. The night must be right, the mood must be slow, the wine must be high, and the lights must be low. And I recommend some music in the background, for when you're fumbling for the right words to say, you'll find that music will go a long way. Music is better than words. You break the spell when you start to speak. That technique is all wrong. Just forget about words and sing her a song. Music was made for romance. Love and a sweet song go hand in glove. Every lover knows this. And the sweeter the song, the sweeter the kiss. When you're without love, you cry, and your song is the blues. But when you've got love, you're high, and your song is a gay refrain, a happy strain that sings at the news. Don't let the night go to waste, looking for ways to say I love you. Take your cue from the birds. Music is better than words. Go to waste, looking for ways to say I love you. Take your cue from the birds. Music is better. Music is better than words.
The Cocktonation, Seth MacFarlane, and music is better than words. It's lounge leader Coop Cooper. And news this week that Natalie Wood's 1981 drowning is no longer being classified as an accident on her death certificate. In a move that comes more than 30 years after the actress' mysterious drowning off Catalina Island, the LA County Coroner's Office is now recategorizing her death as undetermined. And they're saying it's likely to stay open indefinitely until they can figure out conclusively what happened. There's a very interesting documentary on CBS News 48 Hours that investigates the case, and it is absolutely fascinating. It does bring up a lot of questions. Wood was married to Robert Wagner, who was 43 at the time of her death. Wagner speculated that Wood was likely bothered by the sound of the dinghy hitting the side of the boat, then went to tie it up more securely when she fell overboard. This is after a massive argument on the boat between Robert Wagner and Christopher Walken. I guess we'll find out more about this rather fascinating case as the weeks, maybe years, go by. Here's Dave Brubeck and Autumn in New York on the Cocktonation. Thank you.
jet age.
You see these people staring at you? They keep peeking over their shoulders, wondering, where are you going tonight? Where are you going, Frank?
Don't tell me not to fly, I've simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you.
Don't the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation with Lounge Leader Coop Cooper and the SG Sound Red Desert Springs. On the show this week, a note from a listener by the name of Christina who sent me a nice link to a website called madmenunbuttoned.com. It's quite fascinating. It tends to look into the mental side of Mad Men. There's some fabulous photographs on there, and it's well worth checking out. On the website, discussion about bipolar depression and electroconvulsive therapy and how it relates to Mad Men. And if you're a fan of Mad Men and you like to look beyond the lines in the story, this is absolutely fascinating. Like I said, some great photos and a very interesting look into Mad Men. So check it out, madmenunbuttoned.com. Thank you very much for that, Christina. Much appreciated. Time for a look at the world of swank now. Lots of gigs on right across the globe that you need to check out. Until the 15th of July, the Chandelier Bar in Las Vegas, the Cosmopolitan Hotel, Jennifer Keith is playing. Ticket Tuesdays at the Noir Bar, Harvard. We've got from 6 to 9. It's a great entertainment put on by Brother Cleve of Combustible Edison. And this week's entertainment provided by the Beachcombers. So check that out. They're on every Tuesday all summer long. Martini King's first vinyl LP. They've got the release coming up on the 29th at the La Luz de Jesus Gallery. Ricky Derrick has got his weekly shows Wednesday, Safuzi Uptown. Otto's Grotto, first Wednesday of the month, Forbidden Island, Alameda. And on right now till the 29th, Tales from the Tiki Lounge, which is a special Brad Parker exhibition. Primitiva and Hi-Fi, check that one out if you're in New York every Tuesday night at PKNY and July 19, Trader Vic's. And Tiki Oasis Classic Fashion Show at Trader Vic's in Emeryville. Let's get back to the music right now with Les Baxter, The Other Side of the Moon on the Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper.
Cocktail Nation, broadcasting from the center of Sydney.
a man, a microphone, a dimly lit apartment, and a smoking jacket. The Cocktail Nation.
On me, your voodoo mystifies me. Your voodoo draws me near. Your voodoo draws me closer to the very thing that I fear. I dig that voodoo. Ooh, I dig that thing that you do. Well, I dig. What you do when you work that voodoo on me? Devil in me, I dig your voodoo. I dig that thing that you do. Well, I dig what you do when you work that voodoo on me. Well, I dig what you do when you work that voodoo on me.
The Cocktail Nation, the naughty ones, I dig your voodoo, Coop Cooper. And of course, if you want to get in contact with me, real easy, you can find us on our Twitter handle, which is Cocktail Nation. We'd love you to come and join us. We'll provide you with updates on various gigs across the globe with our World of Swank when we make some changes on the website. We've got it all going on, and we'll keep you up to date with what is going on in the world of swank, Cocktail Nation style. So do check it out on our website, cocktailnation.net, and of course our Twitter handle, which is simply Cocktail Nation. Well, next week on the show, we're going to be talking to Otto from Tiki Oasis to find out what's going on. A few new updates on that one. Going to leave you with Billy May and You're the Top on the Cocktail Nation. Stay happy.